Greetings, beloved, to another episode or recording of From the Pastor's Desk. This is a audio recording or feed from Grace Missionary Baptist Church in Temperance, Michigan. I am their pastor, Pastor Joe Sitters, and I thank you again for listening. Excuse me. Wanted to remind you of our multiple feeds before we get started. You can listen to our sermons through iTunes if you look for Grace Missionary Baptist Church. You can also listen to our recordings through Podbean, PODBEAN.com. Undoubtedly, if you're hearing this recording, you more than likely are aware of both of those sources. But if you do listen to us through those sources, just wanted to remind you that if you subscribe or click follow, you will be updated every time there's a new sermon. And if you have the time, and I pray that you do, I encourage you to share and review through those feeds. It just makes it a little easier for others to find our services should they go looking. And if you've already done those things, as the church would like for you to know, that you are more than welcome for this service. We thank you for taking the time to attend God's Word. And should you have any questions, please feel free to reach out to us. The email that I answer to is PastorJoeGMBC@gmail.com. That's Pastor Joe, J-O-E, and then G as in Grace, Missionary Baptist Church, G-M-B-C. PastorJoeGMBC@gmail.com. And if you have questions on any of the readings or any of the main service teachings that you hear, please feel free to reach out to us. If you're listening through one of the two Baptist internet radio stations that have painstakingly been popping up here recently from Brother Mike Sisner and Brother John Bayless, we welcome you as well. Most of what we record is shared through there, so you don't have to worry about following or liking or anything like that. But if you do want to go back, we have over 1,000 sermons recorded through Podbean and iTunes, so you are more than welcome to that as well. Before I get started here this morning, I just wanted to give you an idea what From the Pastor's Desk is. These are recordings that we do every so often of myself just doing a reading, and it typically applies directly to what we're studying in the church. My obligation as pastor is to feed the flock that I've been entrusted with, and this is just an expansion most times on what we are studying or teaching in the church service. I believe it enhances our understanding. It also acts as an encouragement to stay within God's Word. So again, if you should have any questions, please feel free to reach out. Certainly, we would welcome you to any of our services at Grace Missionary Baptist Church. Our address is 6977 Summerfield Road, Temperance, Michigan, 48182. Again, 6977 Summerfield Road, and that's Temperance, Michigan, zip code 48182. We are geographically located 2 blocks north of Toledo, Ohio. So we are claimed by Michigan, but certainly more than willing to serve the Toledo, Ohio area. So you are more than welcome anytime. Our services, Sunday school's at 10 a.m. Main service is at 11 a.m. on Sundays. And then currently we're doing a discipleship study in the afternoon. All are welcome. And that starts at 2 p.m. For today's reading, I have two short readings. Both are on election. The first reading is from Charles Spurgeon. And our second reading will be from John Gill. Starting here with Charles Spurgeon's reading, he's got a short one here, answering an old question: if some are elect, why preach? If some are elect, why preach? Captious and cavilling persons will object. You say that God loves his people, and therefore they will be saved. Then what is the good of preaching? What is the good of preaching when I say that God loves a multitude that no man can number, a countless host of the race of men? Do you ask me what is the good of preaching? What is the good of preaching? To fetch these diamonds of the Lord out of the dunghill, to go down to the depths as the diver does, to fetch up God's pearls from the place where they are. What is the good of preaching? To fetch out God's elect from the ruins of the fall and make them stand on the rock, Christ Jesus, and see their standing sure. Ah, ye who ask, what is the good of preaching, because God has ordained some to salvation, we ask you whether it would be, or whether it would not be, a most foolish thing to say, because there is to be a harvest, what is the good of sowing? There is to be a harvest, what is the use of reaping? The very reason why we do sow and reap is because we feel assured that there is to be a harvest. And if indeed I believed there was not a number who must be saved, I could not go into a pulpit again. Only once make me think that no one is certain to be saved, and I do not care to preach. But now I know that a countless number must be saved. I am confident that Christ shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days. I know that if there is much to dispirit me in my ministry, and I see but little of its effects, yet he shall keep all whom the Father has given to him, and this makes me preach. I come into this chapel tonight with the assurance that God is some child of his in this place, not yet called. And I feel confident that he will call someone by the use of the ministry. So why not by me? I know there are not a few souls who God has given me through my ministry, not only hundreds, but thousands. I have seen some hundreds of those who profess to have been brought to God through my preaching at Park Street and elsewhere, and with that confidence I must go on. I know that Jesus must have a seed, his people must increase, and it is the very purpose of the ministry to seek them out and bring them into God's fold. Our Savior tells us, the use of the ministry is that they may believe on me through their word. There is one peculiarity, though, about this. Christ says, they shall believe on me through their word. Have you never heard people call out about running after men? They say, you are all running after such and such a man. What then would you have them run after a woman? You say the people go after one particular man. Whom else shall they go after? Some persons say, we went to such and such a place, and the people there love their minister too much. That would be a very dreadful, but it is not so. As for ministers being in danger of being ruined by too much love in any particular place, they get too much of the reverse somewhere else. If we get a little sweet, somebody else is sure to put in much that is bitter. It is not singular that Christ should say, they shall believe on me through their word. Now do God's people believe on Christ through the word of the ministry? We know that our faith does not rest on the word of man, but on the word of God. We know that our faith does not rest on the word of man, but on the word of God. We do not rest on any man, yet it is through their word. That is, through the word of the apostles and through the word of every faithful minister. Charles Spurgeon, again entitled, If Some Are Elect, Why Preach? From another short article here from John Gill, who pastored the same church as Spurgeon, but a little bit earlier. This article is entitled, Chosen, Redeemed, and Called, The Subjects of Effectual Vocation, They Whom God Calls by His Grace to His Eternal Glory, 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10, and those who are chosen, whom He did predestinate, them He also called, Romans 8, verse 30. Election and vocation are of equal extent. The objects are the same, neither more nor fewer. They that were chosen from eternity are called in time, and they that are called in time were chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world. The vessels of mercy afore prepared unto glory are explained and described by such whom God hath called, not of the Jews only, but also of the Gentiles. They are such who are in Christ and secured in him, for they are called according to the grace given them in Christ Jesus before the world began. And as grace was given them so early, they themselves in some sense must then have a being in him, which they have through being chosen in him, and thereby coming into his hands, they are secured and preserved in him, in consequence of which they are called by grace. Thus stands the order of things, as put by the Apostle Jude in verse 1, to them that are sanctified by God the Father. that is, set apart by him in eternal election, and preserved in Christ Jesus, being put into his hands by the act of grace, and called in virtue of the foregoing acts of grace. They are such who are redeemed by Christ. Vocation follows redemption and is the certain consequent of it. Isaiah 43, verse 1, I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. Election, redemption, and vocation are of the same persons. Those whom God has chosen in Christ are redeemed by Christ, and who are chosen and redeemed are sooner or later called, and the reason of their being called is because they are redeemed. Zechariah 10, 8, I will hiss for them and gather them, for I have redeemed them. Those that are called are for the most part either the meanest or the vilest among men, the meanest as to their outward circumstances. Not many mighty, not many noble are called, and the meanest as to their internal capacities, not many wise men after the flesh. The things of the gospel and of grace of God are hid from the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes. Quoting here 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 26, James chapter 2, verse 5, as well as Matthew chapter 11, verse 25. And oftentimes some of the worst and vilest of sinners are called by grace. Publicans and harlots went into the kingdom of God, when scribes and Pharisees did not. Publicans and harlots attended the ministry of the word and were called by it, when Pharisees and scribes were not. Christ came, as he says, not to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. Matthew 9:13 and 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 11. Once again, that was John Gill writing an article entitled Chosen, Redeemed, and Called. We are not to allow the doctrines of God's holy word, such as unconditional election, as an example that we covered here this morning, to be a stumbling block, to cause us to hesitate or, God forbid, be lazy in sharing the gospel with the lost. There is not one man upon this earth that does not have a need for salvation. I pray these readings here this morning will be an encouragement unto you to be about the Father's work, to heed the Great Commission, that we would go out unto all nations, baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, giving an answer for the hope that lies within the elect of God.